heard an unbelievable question last night from Echarusa. I don't know why I never thought of it, but it pushed it. We know that on Vav Sivan when the Jews received the Torah, but it was quite short-lived. A mere 40 days later, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai, and he sees the Jews with the Chet HaEgel. He smashes the Luchos. And we know, ultimately, we get the Luchos Shnios on Yom Kippur. So what are we celebrating? We're celebrating Shavuos night when we got the Torah, but it didn't last. It's not, why would we celebrate something that didn't last? There was no kiyum. Moshe Rabbeinu had to break the Luchos. It's an unbelievable question. It doesn't make any sense. What's the simcha? So, Mechavrusa told me, I'm not sure who he said it over in the name of, he said the following idea. We know, also there's another question. The question that is should bother us is that we know since we're little boys, the reason why we stay up all night is because the Jews in the Midbar, they were sleeping the whole night. And they, missed the boat. How could it be that the Jews were sleeping the whole night? Right? How hard is it to stay up all night if you know you're getting the Torah from Hashem? Very, very strange. They slept. The answer is that they never thought that they could reach the Madrega of hearing Torah and receiving the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They thought the only way they can receive the Torah, which is so godly, is while they're sleeping. We know only Moshe Rabbeinu at his level could have a nevuah of such clarity while he's awake. But the average Jewish guy, there's no way he can receive the Torah from Hashem while he's awake. He's got to be sleeping. That's why it wasn't just because they were lazy and overslept. Stam. No. They thought they could only receive the Torah in the mode of, in the sleeping mode. Then they woke up and they heard the first two dibros straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth, and they simply died. What's the pshat that they died? What does it mean they died? So the pshat is that they were no longer attached to their guf. Their guf was, they became totally ruchni, and by becoming totally ruchni, the guf just basically disappears. It's like they're dead. They reached the highest madriga of being totally ruchni in this world, and therefore it was like they were dead. And then, of course, they said, we can't do it anymore. We can't do this anymore. We can't hear Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We died already twice from the first two dibros. That's it. So you know what the celebration is in Shavuos? Celebration of Shavuos is how great the human being could be, how great the Jew could be. After they heard this first two dibros straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they lived on a level of admiration before the chait. They were totally spiritual, no guf, zero guf, totally ruchni. So what's the celebration of Shavuos? The celebration of Shavuos is to realize how great you can be. That they reached the levels of greater than Malachim, but without any guf, totally ruchnis. And that's what we're celebrating on Shavuos. We're celebrating on Shavuos the connection to our Kaddish Baruch Hu that's so great that we're totally spiritual. Okay, we have to, but now, since the third day, brother, we said we'll hear it from Moshe Rabbeinu. From then on, it's different. But the celebration is that we have this such a power inside of us to reach those madrigas. That is what we're celebrating. And I think it's so appropriate. Obviously, it's Lashkochas Hashem, and everything works out to the T, but that Shavuos comes sort of at the end of the yeshiva year. That a person could reflect upon how he came into the yeshiva at the beginning of the year, and he thought, what can I become? What can I do? Learning. I can learn. I can't learn for more than 2 minutes. Enjoy learning. Enjoy davening. I can daven. I can observe mitzvahs that are hard for me. I can not much care about, Shmir Shabbos and so many other things. Me? Would we ever imagine how great we could become? You can become that so great, and that's really what Shavuos is. Also, there's a medrash, if you listen to one of the shiurim from Rabbi Wachtin, on the pasuk in Shir Hashim, Lo Yidati Nafshi Samasni, I didn't know who I was. The medrash tells us that there was a girl, who used to be, if I remember correctly, she was a peasant. She was among the peasants, and then she was found by her father, the king. And she was brought to the royal palace, and she said, I'm pretty sure I didn't look this up, but the Medrash says, she didn't know who she was. Here she was. She was collecting the food from the dung of the animals, and she didn't realize she was a princess until her father picked her up. That's the mashal. That's the mashal. The nimshal is Klal Yisrael. We were with the Mitzrayim. We were avodim. We were nothing. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu chose us. The Amud Yivkor. He says, "You guys are so great. You guys are the princes." We don't know. We don't realize what it means to be a Jew, and we don't realize our own personal potential, how great we are, and how great we can become. There's another Nakuda that Ray Waxman speaks about. I hope you'll listen to this year, and that is as follows: when you think about Torah, how great Torah is, how can we connect to Torah? You look at some of your Rebbeim; they have their shas at their fingertips. They've been learning for decades. They know, they can quote you Gemaras. They know halacha backwards and forwards. And then you think about, you read a sefer from other Rabbanim, you read Sfarim from Achronim, you read Sfarim from Rishonim, you read Rashi, and you're like, Torah? For me? Torah? I can connect to Torah. I struggle through a lot of Gemara and a Rashi and a Chumash. What does Torah have to do with me? How is it possible that I can have a connection to Torah? So Waxman in this year, I hope you listen to it. I really, really hope it'll change your life. I don't want to give it away, but he basically says the following day. He says that if you have a guy who analyzes a very, very wealthy person, a very wealthy person, and he's trying to figure out how he could accumulate and how he could achieve similar wealth, and he makes a calculation based on what he makes per hour, and he's like, to make his kind of make the money he makes in a year, I'll have to work, I don't know, 3 billion hours. It's totally impossible. There's no way he could become as wealthy as this gentleman. And he thinks, and he has a great idea. You know how I can become as wealthy as this person? I can marry his daughter. Okay, I'm not giving you guys ideas, but in theory, I can marry his daughter. How do I connect to him? How do I become like him, so to speak? Attach myself to his wealth? I marry his daughter? That's the mashal. The nimshal is obvious. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu is that father. It's impossible to understand all the Torah. It's impossible to achieve that in a certain respect. But if we marry the Torah, the Jewish people and the Torah, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu won, if we marry the Torah, so then we're in. We're in. We don't have to work a billion hours to achieve the Torah. We're committed to the Torah. And how does that happen? One of the ideas of Shavuos is the vow. You take vows. We can't learn the whole Torah overnight, over Shavuos. We can't. It's not possible. What we can do is make a commitment, right? When a person gets married to a spouse, can he do everything he wants to do for the rest of his life on the spot? No. It's a commitment. That's what marriage is. It's a commitment. I'm here. It's a binding commitment. That's what Shavuos is, and that's what Kabbalah Sator is. It's a commitment. I'm doing it, right? The whole idea of Inyanei Tshuva, right? Can you rectify your entire Avodas Hashem, your entire personality, and your entire relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu just by saying, I'm here, I'm going to do better? Is that fits everything? No, of course not. But what the idea of tshuva is, it's the thought, and it's the effort, and it's the machshava, and it's the hirhurim. And once you make that Kabbalah, so then you start anew. My chavrus was telling me last night that the name of Rav Moshe Twersky, Hashem Yun Kom Damo, that he always said that every Shavuos has to be a new Kabbalah Satorah. A new Kabbalah Satorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving each and every one of us on an individual level the Torah. And we have to go ahead and say, this year, Tav Shanayim Vav, making a new Kabbalah. You have to make a new Kabbalah of the Torah. What happened in the past is the past. I'm re-accepting the Torah. Now, when you think about the idea about the Yom Tovim, now the Yom Tovim we know are not a commemoration of what happened in the past. It's a reenactment of what happened in the past. We are receiving the Torah on a personal level. And the Pasuk actually tells us, V'kidashtem hayom u'mochar. By Kabbalah Satorah, it says, sanctify yourself today for tomorrow. Meaning, Shavuot is not the kind of thing you just, oh, Kabbalah Satorah, great, and that's it. And move on. No, it has to stick with us. That's what brought down in Ramayel, Biderman's Be'er, a parasha, a beautiful idea. We say the words, V'hasiyenu Hashem Elokeinu. On Yom Tov, we say the words, V'hasiyenu Hashem Elokeinu, as Birkas Mo'odecha. V'hasiyenu literally means, bestow upon us the blessings of the holiday. V'hasiyenu. Says the Tiferet Shlomo, you know what Hasienu is? A language of Nisun. Nisun is the language of marriage. Okay? So what are we saying? V'asinu Hashem Elokeinu, meaning we want to create an eternal bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Yom Tov. So therefore, it's not enough to just say, Shavuot is a very nice holiday, great. No, v'asinu Hashem Elokeinu, we want to bind ourselves, we want to marry you, and we want to stick with it. That's why it says, because Hashem Hayim Mochar, you have to take a Kabbalah. The story told about a student of Rav Dessler who said that he basically is giving up. Learning's too hard for him. A tremendous Eved Hashem is too hard for him. It's just too hard. So Rav Dessler gave him the following mashal, and he told him that you have a person who's in an elevator in a 100-floor building. He's on the bottom floor, and he doesn't think he can get to the 100th floor, so he just like stands there in the elevator, he doesn't press any buttons. And eventually the elevator goes dark. And then, and only then, what does he do? He presses the emergency button, and they come to the, and they help him. So the fireman asks this young boy, why didn't you press the button? So he says, I didn't think I had the power to go up to the 100th floor just by pressing a button. To go up 100 floors, all I had to do was press a button. I didn't think that was possible. How could it be that all I do is press one little button, all of a sudden the elevator takes me up 100 floors? So Fido just like sit here and do nothing. That's the mashal. The nimshal is so obvious that here we are, we don't know what we can achieve. All we have to do is press one button, take a small Kabbalah. It's brought down that Shavuos is a Yom HaDin on Torah, similar to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. This is the Yom HaDin of Torah. We know Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we take Kabbalah, so we say, we know we can't improve overnight. We can't improve our whole persona overnight. We have to make a Kabbalah. So Zinni needs to take small Kabbalahs. This wants to learn 5 extra minutes of Mishnayos, and this one is going to start learning a little extra Musar, and this one's going to start learning this. A small Kabbalah. By the way, when it comes to making a Kabbalah, it's an acronym. It's called SMART. Right? Small, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. Right? Time-bound, you go once a day, or once a week, or for a certain amount of time. A Kabbalah. The same idea. We can't connect to the Torah in every way that's possible overnight, over one Chag of Shavuot. It's not possible. But if we take a Kabbalah, we make a commitment. It's like that guy who just, he wants money, so what does he do? He just says, I'm going to be committed to the daughter of the king. Commit yourself to the Torah. It's quoted here from Aaron Kozhnitz or Magid. He says that he posed a question to some of his few Talmidim that were hanging around. He said, who is a tailor who works for free? Who's a tailor who works for free? So one person said, tailor who works for free is somebody who sews a garment for himself. If you sew a garment for yourself, so then you certainly you do the work for free. Somebody else said, another person chimed in and said, if you tailor and sew a garment for your son, right? If you sew a garment for your son, you don't charge him either. So then one of Ramche Stern, I'm not sure where it is. He turned to Arla of Kosh and said, so what answer are you looking for? He said an unbelievable thing, and I'll quote it and then I'll explain. Hachayat she'enu kosher l'b'soif eschute ha'tfira hu ha'tov b'chinon. Somebody who sews and sews and sews and sews and sews, but doesn't sew the last knot, he is somebody who sews for naught. He's somebody who sews and doesn't get paid. Here you are, you went through a year of yeshiva. You're going to go through the Chag HaShavuos. You're going to receive the Torah as an individual and as a nation of Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't sew the last knot, it all unravels. You don't get paid. You leave with nothing. And that's scary. Just to put in a plug for Chazara. Right? As Chazmish says, anybody who doesn't do Chazara, it's like Zarev Eino Kotzer. You plant, you sow, and you don't come back to harvest. Chazara, Chazara, Chazara. Right? A person can have a great year in yeshiva. And then, if he doesn't keep at it, if he doesn't keep pushing afterwards, he doesn't make a Kabbalah, then say to himself, I'm going to do it. whether he takes a specific Kabbalah that he's going to do something every day for a few minutes and so on and so forth, but in general he doesn't stick with it. So, I mean, it's not completely for naught, but chaval. It's really a chaval. And then when you speak about the milus of Tikkun Leil Shavuos, just to quote the Arizal, anybody who doesn't sleep during the night and he involves himself in Torah, which is a plug not to hang out and schmooze and there'll be refreshments, but okay, you need refreshments, you need to keep yourself going, but to indulge and to hang out and to schmooze on the one of the holiest nights of the year, if not the holiest, as I'll explain in a moment, he's guaranteed that he will live out the year and no bad things will happen to him. How chashuv is learning on Leil Shavuos that you have such a havtacha. To quote the Yifei Lev, it brings down from the Imre Noam that Yom Kippur and Shavuos, the Yom Kippur is connected to Shavuos. Why? On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to sleep at night, right? The kids keep him up because they don't want him to sleep. So to on Shavuos, connected that, and that's connected Shavuos, where we stay up all night. No, so we say Shavuos is just like Yom Kippur. It's on that Madriga, right? Who knows, right? The holiness and the intensity we feel on Yom Kippur is certainly mirrored on Shavuos. I saw brought down the Imre Emes says the following. It says in the pasuk, "Ani Yishena, v'li bi'er." I am sleeping, but my heart is awake. Yishena, the gematria is Shasa, which is 365 days of the year. 365 days of the year, perhaps we sleep. However, Libi Air is referring to the night of Shavuos. The godless of the night of Shavuos, the godless of the holiday of Shavuos, is unbelievable. And a person can achieve so much. Another idea to focus on is that I hope, Bez Hashem, most of you will have the schus to come back Shana Bet. But Lamaisa, historically, no Shana Bet guy stays for Shavuos. They have Shana Bet year. This, for the time being, is year one. Use your opportunity. I don't want to say once in a lifetime, because hopefully we'll all, Mashiach will come, you'll be back in Yerushalayim soon, but this is the Shavuos in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh, together in yeshiva setting. What a golden opportunity. As great as Shavuos is, to be in yeshiva is great, to be in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh. Some of you may or may not go to the Kotel. Some of you, there's different ways to measure that decision, whether you walk to the Kotel or not. To be all regular is certainly very, very chashuv. But to say to yourself, you know what, this is such a huge, huge chag. You know, there's no matzah like on Pesach, there's no sukkah and lulav like on so it's just you and the Torah in yeshiva. You could squander chas v'shalom and hang out in shoes, or you could mamash say, you know what, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm going to feel it. I want to make a commitment to the Torah on Shavuos, and I want it to be a lifelong, lasting commitment. So I'm encouraging everybody to try as best, to try to keep the non-Torah-oriented talking to a minimum, to try to take advantage of every second that you can. I mean, today's Erev Shabbos. Remember, in the media they used to say this, right? When you have, especially Yom Tov Sheni, you have an Erev Shabbos, you have today, you have Shabbos, you have Sunday, you have Monday. Officially, you know, around yeshiva, you have 4 days of steiging. It's not just the night of Shavuos. That's huge. But that goes by fast. You have today. You have this afternoon. You have old Shabbos. Of course, you should rest. You shouldn't say that you're sleeping on Shabbos in order to stay awake from what's Shabbos. But you can rest and you can learn. You know how much Torah you can do? You can show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm committed. It doesn't have to be an overnight, but you're committed. I say, I'm going to do better. I'm going to learn more. I'm going to take less breaks. I'm going to try to understand what I'm learning a little bit more. I just want to say over one more vort, the Ray Waxman says, but I encourage you again, everybody should come over to me afterwards and I'll give me your email address and I'll email you the shmuzin. When Ruth decides to convert, she says the following pasuk. She says the following words. Hope I can find it without too much delay. She says, if not, I'll do it, but I'll have to quote it. I'll have to paraphrase it 1 second. Yeah. Amich Ami, Elkai Elkai, Tashatelchi Elchi, Tashatelini Olin. Where is it? I know it's mostly earlier. Okay. Here he is. Okay. Pasuk Tes Zayin, Perik and Perik Aleph. Vatorus al Tifki Ivi, Lazvech, Lushuvmech Rayaki, El Asher Telchi Elech. The way you walk, I will walk. Shatalini Olin, the way you sleep, I will sleep. Amech, Ami, your nation, my nation, Velokai, Velokai. Says Rashi, and not unbelievably so. Says Rashi, and unbelievably so. Kasha Telchi Elech means what? You can't, Kasha, right? Osir Lonu Lotis Chutzotchum Shabbos. Naomi tells Rus, don't become Jewish. You're not going to be able to walk more than 2,000 amos, even if there's an Arab. We're not talking about carrying, we're talking about walking more than 2,000 amos. Amr Allah, what did Rus say back? Vasher Telchi Elech. The way you walk, Allah. You're not allowed to be a man and a woman alone together if it's not your spouse. Amr Allah, she says back to her, Vasher Telini Olin. The way you sleep, I'll sleep. Imonu nivdolim mishar amim tarik mitzvus amechami, no problem. Asalan versuchavim ilkai chalukai. So Rabbi Waxman says over that he heard from one of his, he said, he doesn't say who he heard from, he said, an unbelievable thing. If I would tell you, you're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 hours, what would you say back to me? You should say back to me, the way you don't walk, I won't walk. If I told you, you can't be alone with a woman, you'd say, I will not be alone with a woman. That's not what Ruth says. What does Ruth say? She said, the way you walk, I'll walk. The way you sleep, I'll sleep. Mashma, all positive. Torah and mitzvahs, unlike what most people think, they're not restrictions. They're opportunities for growth and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and self-development. It's all about the matter of perception. When you say to a person, I can't do that on Shabbos, what do you mean I can't do that on Shabbos? It's a positive thing. I want to restrain from Malacha on Shabbos. Can you imagine the Kedusha of Shabbos? I'm sure so many of you have had Shabbosim here this year that your mom is flying. And you're like, who needs anything else but the Kedusha of Shabbos? Right? Oh, I don't do that. I don't do that. You're not missing out on anything. Ruth was the princess of Moab. And she says, I'm not giving up anything. I don't feel restrained. I feel empowered. I feel great. The way you walk, I'll walk. The way you sleep, I'll sleep. Because Judaism is not a bunch of restrictions. Judaism is gorgeous and beautiful. And I'm sure everybody here has tasted it. We're not missing anything. When you're Shomer Torah, you're missing, not missing anything. It reminds me of the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Ain ben choron el misho osek b'Torah. There's no free man except for somebody who is involved in Torah. What do you mean? That's free? You can't do this. You can't do that. You know why? Because anybody who does this and does that, they are slaves to their animalistic instincts. They're the Yitzhara. If you live a life of Kedusha, V'tahara, and Torah, and Mitzvos, then you're really free. Then it's Kasha Telchi Eilech. The whole idea is a perception, perspective. You're not missing out on anything. Think about it. I think anybody here who thinks about it deeply, you're missing out. When you don't do this and you don't do that, you're missing out. You feel like you're really lacking? Absolutely not. And that's one of the reasons why we read Rus. One of the, of course, the idea of Gerus and becoming Jewish and Kabbalah. But that's the idea. Torah is not a restrictionary. It's not a bunch of restrictions. It happens to have, it comes out that way, but it's not. It's empowering. It's gorgeous and beautiful in Geshmak. So just to summarize, we have to go through Shavuos, and we can't let Shavuos just come and not take something away with it. Number one, we have to have it stick with us. Number two, what does it mean to stick with us? Make a commitment to continue on our path. It seems so great and so insurmountable, but it doesn't make a difference. You make a real serious commitment, it sticks with you. And the last point, and also the idea of how great we can be. That was the whole, that's the whole celebration of Shavuos. We can be on the level of totally ruchnius, that we're no longer in this world. And the idea that Yiddishkeit and Torah Mitzvahs, you're not missing anything. There's no FOMO here. There's no fear of missing out. No way. You have the greatest, most unbelievable life experience to have the schus to be a Jew, to have the schus to receive the Torah, to have the schus to observe the Torah, and to have the schus of learn Torah. May all be zochet and have the Torah, mishleimus, biava, and have a wonderful Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yes.